The DiviTum TKa test can be used to identify patients with high or low TKa expression. High cell proliferation has been demonstrated in clinical studies to be associated with aggressive cancer. Low cell proliferation with slowly developing cancer. The test can be used as a selection criterion for the type of treatment applied. If you click on the hyperlink study, you will see how the DiviTum TKa test was used to measure TKa levels at baseline. The study revealed both that high baseline TKa levels were associated with a worse prognosis and that patients with low TKa at baseline, the purplish-colored patients in the graphic, had comparable outcomes on single-agent or combination endocrine treatment. Hence, only single-agent endocrine treatment should be applied for patients with low TKa baseline levels to minimize treatment side effects.